This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Madras High Court's Madurai Division Bench today upheld a single judge's order allowing lighting of a lamp claimed as Deepathoon on the Thiruparan Kundaram Hill. A division bench of Justices G. Jayachandran, K. K. Ramakrishnan delivered the judgment, making it clear that the spot on which the stone pillar Deepathoon is located belongs to Lord Subramanya Swami Temple. Advocate and petitioner for Hindu Munani, Niranjan S. Kumar, said the division bench has stated that the lighting of the lamp is a must and the temple administration are duty bound to light the lamp.
The Honorable Division Bench has said that the lighting of lamp is a must and it has to be lit at the top of the Thiruparan Kundaram Hill. And they have said the HRNC authorities and the temple administration are duty bound to light the lamp. That is what the Honorable Division Bench has held in the first line. And then they have also said that the lighting of lamp should be done by the Devasthanam or the temple authorities alone and no public should be allowed.
The Election Commission of India has directed the Director General of Police of West Bengal, Rajiv Kumar, to submit a detailed action taken report by 5 p.m. today regarding the alleged attack on the poll observer C. Murugan on the 30th of last month. The incident happened when Mr. Murugan, serving as the electoral roll observer for South 24 Paragnas district, was on a field visit to oversee the SIR of electoral rolls. During the visit, his vehicle was damaged and he faced protests and obstruction at Magrahat. The Election Commission of India will publish the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh today, following the ongoing SIR process. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on the 31st of December. Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Renwa, had informed that the period for receiving claims and objections has been set from today till the 6th of next month. The Punjab police has detained a 14-year-old juvenile in Border District Pathankot for sharing videos and photographs of Jammu-based sensitive defence installations with Pakistan-based handlers, including army officers and ISI agents. The minor was in contact with them for the last over 1 year through an online chat room. Talking to Akashvani correspondent, Senior Superintendent of Police of Pathankot, Diljinder Singh Dhillon, said Punjab police, in coordination with the central agencies, is trying to find out the involvement of some other youngsters also who are living in Punjab, Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir. He said police are still ascertaining how much damage he may have inflicted as he had stayed in the chat room with the ISI agents. The Delhi High Court today sought response of the Central Bureau of Investigation on a plea by RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, challenging an order framing charges against him in the alleged IRCTC scam case. Justice Swaran Kanta Sharma issued a notice to CBI and listed the matter for further hearing on the 14th of this month. In October last year, the trial court had framed charges against the accused, Lalu Prasad, his wife Rabri Devi, son Tejaswi Prasad Yadav and 11 others in the case for the alleged offences of cheating and criminal conspiracy. The CBSE today launched psycho-social counselling support for students to address examination-related stress. The first phase of free psycho-social counselling services for examinees of class 10th and 12th will continue till the 1st of June this year. This initiative is aimed at addressing examination-related stress and emotional well-being, enabling students to approach their forthcoming exams, scheduled to begin from the 17th of February with confidence, balance and mental clarity. Students can dial toll-free number 1-800-118-004 and access round-the-clock support in Hindi and English through the interactive voice response system. Dense fog conditions have disrupted train services in several parts of the country, affecting the movement of several trains. According to Indian Railways, more than 70 Delhi-bound trains are running late due to low visibility conditions. Passengers have been advised to check the latest status of their trains before reaching the station to avoid inconvenience and delays. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will return to action at the Malaysia Open 2026 badminton tournament at the Stadium Axiata Arena in Kuala Lumpur today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.